Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with another episode of Unaccounted For. I'm your host, Ted Barton. It is June 3rd, 2018, Sunday. I hope you're having a good day off. I hope you got your feet propped up. I hope you are watching Netflix or, you know, doing something that is just relaxing. I think that is like the number one thing that is important. It's like work your butt off during all other 6 days, but on Sunday it's just like you gotta just rejuvenate, man. If you have the luxury to do so, you know, don't like if you have like a family or kids or whatever, don't don't just be like, all right, go get your own food. I guess that's a good perspective, you know. I think people my age need more stuff like that. Where I'm like, yeah, everybody, just take the day off. You're fine. But people are like, hey, we have bills. we have children. We have life that depends on us. We have responsibilities, Ted. Not everybody can just, kind of go around. I don't know. But the good thing is, though, even the people that are older than me and have bills and responsibilities and whatnot, they still, like, they remember when they were young why I don't understand the things I don't understand. You know what I mean? That's kind of the beauty of life. It's like, yeah, I'm a tunnel-visioned, dumb kid, you know? And that's fine. I feel like a lot of people, when I'm doing comedy especially, people look at me like, oh, one day you'll find out. One day it'll hit you. It'll get you one day. Life will catch up with you, and then there is no looking back. And maybe that's the crux. I think to sum up what I do in one sentence, I mean, that is really the crux of what this podcast is centered around. It's like, I know all of these responsibilities are coming, and this is like my opportunity to do the things I want to do and like thwart those hardcore responsibilities. I'm like the old story of the kid who doesn't want to grow up, you know? I mean, granted, I am doing some grown-up stuff now. I mean, I work in an office and I, you know, I use Excel. That's, you know, I brush my teeth in the morning and at night. And I've been flossing, guys. This is a new me. I mean, oh man, it's like, why do I share this stuff with you? This is like my diary sometimes. Sometimes I'm just like, let me just record my podcast and just like, it's like an outlet to just display my thoughts. yeah, I've been flossing growing up. It's like, that's the whole thing is like, so many people my age are going through that, you know, because we live in a day and age where if you have the right situation, you don't really have to grow up, you know? I mean, that's why you see these man-child dudes that, like, they're, like, 45 and they're still playing, like, Xbox, like, constantly. I mean, it's okay to play Xbox whenever, but, you know, some dudes are, like, they got their belly hanging out, they're wearing gamer t-shirts. I mean, I'm not judging you. I'm just observing the fact that, like, men definitely have a problem with growing up, you know? And I think I'm slightly a byproduct of that. But, you know, responsibility is a good thing. I mean, to take on responsibility, that's where the fulfillment comes, you know? So sometimes when I'm debating whether or not I even want to do something, I just, like, I sign up for it real quick. And then I'm like, all right, dang it, I can't not do this now, you know? It's like, all right, I'm locked in. I think that's the best way to do it. Well, hey guys, welcome to my podcast. I hope you guys are having a joyous Sunday, spending good time with friends, family, video games. You know, that's what I've done today. I walked around and I thought, and then I played some video games, and I'm doing this now. You know, this is good. I'm coming off of a hard, like, last week was a very difficult week, you know, and it's like I've said before, it's difficult for me in a different way than it might be difficult for somebody else, but, you know, we're never going to get anywhere comparing all of our differences and the weights of how difficult something is. People are trying to do that today, but that's very difficult to do. It's like, well, what makes one person's hardship worse than another? And I don't even really like talking about stuff like that, but I was definitely in a funk last week, and I'm in a good mood. I'm in a really good mood. You know, I think when I get in a funk like that, it forces me. I hate being in bad moods. So it forces me to like figure out what's going on and try to fix it. And I think the number one thing that was going on, and this is relevant to everybody, is I was focusing on the end result rather than the process of what I'm doing. And this is, I talk about this all the time. This is a common theme of this podcast, trusting the process. But the question is like, well, what do you do when you stop trusting the process? You get in a bad mood and you start focusing on what you haven't achieved rather than what you have achieved. So I think this, no, I know. Why would I think? I can control this podcast. I know this podcast is going to be dedicated to kind of an in-depth analysis of like why we actually should trust the process rather than the end result, you know? I'm not going to go over any comedy in this episode. I know sometimes people like that, but I will actually tell you this. I have posted a 5.5-minute stand-up set that I did, warts and all. You know, there's some little awkward stuff in there, but overall, it was a really good set. So if you want to see that, go on YouTube, type in Ted Barton stand-up comedy. And it's the more, I only have two videos up. One of them is the first time I did stand up. The other one is the one I'm talking about. So go watch it if you want to get your daily dosage of whatever I'm doing with stand up. Been really trying to hammer in this 5 minutes and I want to get it good. So, you know, there's some stuff in there that I'm like, yeah, whatever. You make some misplays, but it was overall a really fun time. In that video, I almost hate posting videos or watching videos because I can realize so rapidly how much I have to work on. You know, it's like a gift and a curse of self-improvement. And that's most of what I talk about in this podcast is like, how do we go from A to B and improve along the way? You know, how do we make ourselves into like efficient machines, but are also fulfilled along the way? You know, it's, we want to be successful. We want to have money, not for the wrong reasons, for the right ones. I don't know who you are, but that's what I'm doing. You know, we want to have the money, but we want to have a good job that we like. We want to be better people. We want to contribute to society. You know, we want to, be able to help people. The main reason I try to do self-improvement is so that like you're able to help more people if you're not worried about your own stuff so much. That's the incentive to work on yourself, right? It's like, well, do I want to be a burden to my friends and family? I don't know. I mean, I guess some people can't control it, but no, that's definitely what drives my, I have a low-key obsession with self-improvement. It gets a little out of hand. I mean, I listen to motivational stuff. I listen to speakers who talk about ways to improve. I think one of the biggest ways to achieve really big things is to work on yourself and also to trust the process rather than looking at the end result and saying, how will I ever get there? Okay, that's the whole thing. And last week I was in a funk because I wasn't doing that. You know, it's so easy to tear ourselves down. It's so easy to invalidate our feelings or what's going on. You know, we want to like brush it under the table and be like, whatever, you know, screw it. I'm, you know, especially here where I am in New York City. It's like, feelings. What's that, huh? I'm a freaking tough guy, huh? I freaking walk to work. I work in New Jersey. I don't even take the train. I find other means. I'm too tough, huh? All right. Okay. This is my podcast. You signed up for this. You signed up for my bad impressions of whoever I was doing right there. No, and you get kind of caught in your head, you know? And I think our society, our culture is geared more towards a start something for a little bit, kind of learn it haphazardly, skip a lot of steps, and move on to the next thing because whatever, I don't really want to do that. And see, this is where the life is full of happy mediums. You got to find the good in between, because that step can kind of be good. Like that process can kind of be good, where you move on to new things quickly. Because if you do that, you get to experience a lot of different things a little bit, right? So there is a positive to that. It's not, the millennial way isn't all bad, you know, moving from job to job. I don't think it's all bad necessarily. But the thing is, once you get to the thing that you really know that you like to do, which for me was comedy, I think you have to stop there. And you have to really dog that. I mean, you don't have to you don't have to not do anything else. Like, I still enjoy playing piano. I still enjoy games and puzzles and self-improvement stuff. You know, I'm still improving on other things, but when you find the thing that has two qualities, you love to do it and you have somewhat of, see, this is the hard part, because it's like, do you need to have talent or do you need to have ability or anything? I don't know. I think when you want to pursue a dream, you have to be somewhat realistic, and that has to be something that you decide, not anybody else. You know, when I first started comedy, the amount of people that would look at me like, oh, Ted, Ted. And then when I would do my first I did my first show and I was bombing and people were looking at me. I remember my friend Jeff, he's looking at me and his face is uncomfortable. And it's like, how do I tell him? You know, it's like, how do you tell this person you're never going to be good? But I was at a point where no matter what anybody said to me, I knew I had something within me. And I still know I have something, whether I'm good or bad or whatever. I know that, I had to figure this out. So, I guess my rule of thumb now is, do a lot of different things, learn them a little bit, but once you find something that you love and you definitely, have a passion for, and at least a morsel of ability. I mean, you have to be realistic. I'm never going to be a professional football player. You know what I mean? Some people just don't have that. And that's fine. Find another thing and get better at that. This is very lectury, and I don't want it to be. But I think I'm almost lecturing myself, because a lot of this podcast is me talking to myself. And I'm trying to whip myself into shape of understanding, I was in a funk. What contributed to that? And this is what contributed, and I'm trying to figure it out for myself and hopefully for you guys. It's like, well, people always say trust the process, but why is that important? Why does everybody say it? If you just think about it as a rule of thumb, then it doesn't help necessarily. You're still going to feel pain. You're still going to not trust the process. So the way for me to make these life rules make sense is to deeply analyze them, piece them apart, and figure out, why this rule is a rule. And there's a book by Malcolm Gladwell where he talks about how to become a master at something, you have to do it for 10,000 hours. So comedy, if I wanted to be a master, I would combine with stage time, thinking about comedy, writing comedy, editing my comedy, all of that. If I do it for 10,000 hours, I will be a master. Okay, and one of my favorite comedians, Dimitri Martin, he was talking about his early experience as a comedian and how he said, so this guy's fascinating. You should look up his comedy. He's hilarious, Dimitri Martin. And he was in law school. He was a year from graduating from NYU law school, and he drops out of law school because he decided he didn't care about it, and he said this is going to be a rough life. He drops out of law school to do comedy. He had never done comedy before. He drops out of law school to do stand-up. after he drops out, he does stand up for the first time, and he liked it. Like, he's like, okay, this is something that I could really do. And I remember him talking about it because he said, this was the first thing that I really wanted to do, but I wasn't instantly good at it, you know? And then he asked himself the question, well, how long does it take to get good at this? How long am I going to give myself to be good at this? And he said, well, you know, no good comedian, or insert whatever you want to, you know, whatever your thing is, no good comedian has, like, that I really think is phenomenal has done this for less than 10 years. Okay, so 10 years. I'll give myself 10 years. And then he said, you know what? Let me give myself my whole life. Like, let me just, until I die, let me just give myself until I die to get good at this thing. You know, so it's just like, let me just, let me just make this my thing forever. And, you know, and then once I'm dead, like, it's over. Like, I got, you know, I got as good as I got at it. You know, that's fine. Which is such a great attitude, where it's like, you know what? Like, this is the thing that I love to do. This can occupy all of my time, and I will be totally content doing it. And money, you know, if money's a byproduct, that's fine. If that's a byproduct of me getting really good at it, that's fine. But that's not the goal. It's just like, all right, this is really something I could see myself spending time on. And so, what, like 8 years in, I think he gets a Comedy Central special or show or whatever. And, you know, he's a famous comedian now. And he's really phenomenal at it. But it was like that attitude, I think, is so important, where it's like, all right, no matter what happens, like, I'm going to keep doing this because I know this is my thing and I love doing it. So we'll see if that works, you know, and that's fine. We're going to figure that out. But the hardest part about, when you pursue something like that, you know, and I think everybody should have something way bigger than themselves that they're pursuing. You know, like something that it really takes serious time and effort in order to get, like, good at it, like actually good, you know. I mean, it takes a lifetime to get good at stand-up. Like, to be phenomenal at stand-up, you have to be doing it forever, basically. You know, any of the greats, they've all done it for, like, 25 years. It's like, well, what have I even, you know, what have I even thought about for more than, like two months? You know, I just switch things so quickly. So I almost like the idea that, like, okay, this is my thing. This is a quest. We can get on it. And the only way to do this, the only way to do any of this is to not, like, obsess about the end of the road. You know, if you look, if you dig underneath a little bit, any of your favorite anything, anybody who's good at anything, they started out pretty weak at it. You know, whoever you idolize, they did not start out the way that they are right now. It was ugly, you know. It was really ugly and not fun. But the thing is you can make it fun for yourself, because nothing drives people more than progress. Nothing drives people more than progress. The ability to say that I'm better today than I was yesterday, that is what makes people happy, fulfilled, excited about the next day. That's the whole thing, you know? And you know, don't use that as an excuse to stay where you are. It's like, always improve in whatever you're doing, because the progress is what makes humans enjoy what they're doing. When somebody feels like they've plateaued, they get miserable. That's why a dead-end job is so bad, is because when you can no longer progress, you get freaking miserable because there's nowhere else to go. It's like you're trying to take a step up and your head just keeps hitting the ceiling. So what better profession to choose than a profession that has no ceiling? Comedy has no ceiling. Find your thing, get really good at it, enjoy it. Like, enjoy every second of it. It's gonna be hard, but, like, let's really just, like, have a good time doing it. You know, because, I mean, life is the blink of an eye. You know, we're here today, we're gone today, and it just flashes right before us. Like, it is, you know, next thing you know, you're 10 years older. Next thing you know, you're not friends with the same person. Next thing you know, you're dead. Like, it happens so fast. And the idea that we would waste all these days just, like, sitting there at a dead-end job, it's like, take a freaking risk. Like, take a risk. What have you got to lose? I mean, you have a lot to lose. You know, if you have responsibilities, obviously you have so much to lose, and I have no idea what that's like. So, you know, take my advice with a grain of salt, but also, there is a way to do it. There is a good way to do that. Like, if you have a crazy dream and you have a ton of responsibilities, there is a way to do that. It takes a tremendous amount of work and effort, but you're up for the task. You know, we as humans have phenomenal capabilities to overcome adversity. And a great quote is, "The force that gets stronger from adversity is the only force that can win." Right? That's a really, that really stuck with me because it makes so much sense. When life comes punching you in the face, you have two ways you can act. You can fall and get knocked down and stay down, or you can get back up and stand a little bit taller and be a little bit tougher and stronger because of it. And the quality of the person that gets back up, stands taller and stronger, that's the one who's going to be unstoppable, because nothing can actually stop them. No amount of adversity can stop them. So last week, yeah, for a few days I was in a weird mood. Okay, nothing crazy. I was just in a little bit of a funk. But now, like, going through just that little funk, this week I'm more alive than I've been in a little while. You know, it's like, yeah, freaking, like, hit me hard, because I will definitely come back like you haven't seen before. And I think everybody should try to embody that quality, because I think that is one of the strongest. And like, it's not hard to embody that quality, because I think that is a natural human instinct. I mean, I think it is so deeply ingrained in us to just feel the weight of something and then come back way stronger, you know? And if you're not coming back way stronger, it's because you're not taking responsibility of what's happening to you. You're not saying, this, I have something to do with this. And to take responsibility as an individual and not be a victim of something is one of the best decisions, I feel like. You know, and this is my thoughts. So what does it mean? I don't know. But, you know, to not be a victim and be autonomous and say, like, I am strong. Like, this hurts right now, but... ooh, man, it's gonna make me a beast because of it. You know, that's how you get better. And you know, I think comedy is so fun to me because I love adversity. And boy, how lucky I am to not have had a ton of it in my life. But at the same time, it is good for you. You know, so it's like, I love comedy because I'm getting the adversity that I never got. And you know, nobody wants to just be pampered by life. Nobody wants to be, you know, tucked in their entire existence. There's something fulfilling about and riveting about, like, a mission, like a quest we're on. You know, it's like, yeah, we're fighting for it. We're you know, this is embarrassing. There's so much failure. It's so difficult at times, you know, whatever, but like, ooh, it hurts so good, you know, it's like flaming hot Cheetos, just like, ooh, it hurts, but man, is it delicious. It is, boy, is that delish, and there's no point in looking at the end goal. I mean, look at the end goal. There's no point, but there is a point. No, look at the end goal, acknowledge it, but don't compare yourself, because other people have a totally different walk. And when you compare yourself, you start to ask yourself, why am I not that? And that's a painful question. And that's a dark road to go down. And that's the road that I went down last week. I listened to really good comedians. And I said, why am I not that good? Because I'm not. You know, I make people laugh in an open mic. Somewhat. You know, I have my moments. But these dudes are doing an hour and a half specials that are hilarious the whole time with a beautiful meta message and a perfect execution, and they don't mess up their dialogue and whatever, but it's like, dude, he's done it for 30 years. He's done it for 30,000 hours. There is no point in even comparing that. I mean, you can take tips. You know, utilize the information you get, but like, the progress, that is what is going to carry us through this whole thing. So find a place to get progress. Improve a little bit. You know, if you're improving at all, you'll feel good. You will feel good. But you have to allow yourself to improve. You have to start down the journey. You have to walk on the road and put yourself where you cannot fail, you know? The best way to take the island is to burn the boat. Don't give yourself another option. You have, like, make it so you have to do this. When I walk onto the stage, I'm either going to make those people laugh or I'm going to have a really rough walk home. And I'm going to feel like crap for a couple of days. It's like, I cannot fail in those environments or it's excruciating. You know, it really is an emotional blow. It takes a honk out of you, you know? It's like, dang, being unfunny, it feels so... Or like if you're a UFC fighter, you know, if you fail or let up, you get the snot beat out of you. You know? So it's like, make it so you cannot fail. Like, make it so you have to just come alive. Like, sink or swim, do or die, you have to win. Or it's over. Look at me, a little capitalist boy. I'm the face of capitalism right now, really? No, but healthy competition's the best way to do it. And just keep baby steps, guys. Baby steps. I'm taking baby steps. And, you know, and right now I get to look at a video, or you get to look at a video of me doing stand-up where I'm not perfect. I wouldn't even call myself good. But I get to see a video of me doing stand-up so much better than I was 2.5 years ago doing stand-up for the first time. And that is what the game is all about. And it doesn't matter who is better than me or who is funnier or... You know, it's like, it doesn't even matter. It actually does not matter. And why would I compare myself to them? They've been doing it 10 times longer than I have. It's not even a point. There's nothing that can be gained. Trust the process. Do not obsess over don't obsess over your shortcomings. Trust the process. Analyze how you can get better. Take baby steps towards improvement. And hopefully, success will come as a byproduct. And if it doesn't, at least you're doing what you love to do and having fun along the way. I mean, that's what this game is all about, right? This is life, guys. This is the whole thing. That's the whole reason we're here. And hopefully, what you love to do can also help people. Don't forget that part. Don't forget to give back to people. Don't forget to make a contribution. You know, hopefully you can, you know, rub off on the person next to you and make them a little bit better off than they were before. I mean, that's really what we're looking for, you know. And that trumps all of what I just said. That needs to be within the structure of what we're building. That's what it's all about, guys. And if it's not, then there's something wrong with it. If it's all for you, then there's something wrong with it. I love that. That's the truth. And where are we at? Dang, that 30 minutes flew by. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed my thoughts. You know, I think today was the least notes I think I've ever had on a podcast. And I wanted to just kind of just let myself go and like plug my brain into the microphone and just like let you guys hear what's going on up there. And let me hear what's going on up there, because sometimes I don't know. Thank you so much for listening. Check out my YouTube video, Ted Barton Stand-Up Comedy. I was at the Laughing Buddha. Mike, that was really fun. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Email me at unaccountedfor@yahoo.com. I will reply. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next Sunday. Actually, I might not see you next Sunday. I can't say for sure. I'm sorry if I don't. I'm going back home for a week. So I will keep you guys updated. If I don't see you next Sunday, I might release it a day early, like on Saturday, but it'll be good. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Rather that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes. Always hanging on to the visual. I wanna be invisible. Looking at my ears like I'm out of dumb. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough from the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Rather that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes.
Hypothetical, hypothetical, working on something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe. And yet a masterpiece, and yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die. Leave the body of my soul to be a part of me. I'll do what it takes.
Whatever it takes.